Good morning. Today is December 29th, 2022. Two more days till it's 2023. I wish you all a happy new year, and I pray God's richest blessings on any ear that might hear my voice through this medium. Today, I'm going to try to finish the book of John. There's a lot to cover, but we can cover it sort of rapidly. And I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I remember when I started it, I didn't even know what I was doing. If you remember, a little girl told me that, a young girl, she wasn't little, she was young, that the internet was harmful to people. And I said, we ought to try to use it for good. And then she said, well, you should do a podcast. I tell you earnestly and honestly, I didn't know what that was. And she explained it to me, and I said, okay, I can do that. And so I've enjoyed sitting in my home and speaking into my telephone and teaching God's word to whomever shall listen. And it's exciting that I don't know who listens. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your needs are. But I trust God sees you. And we'll see how we can believe that in this chapter. And I trust that he will lay on my heart to speak the words of truth that will encourage you. If that doesn't happen, I've wasted my time and you've wasted yours. Because the world can be very discouraging as we look about and see what's happening in the path our country's on. If you don't know for sure that God is in control, it can be very disheartening. And you can be filled with frustration and anger and fear and anxiety. And there's no need for that. And so let's look at chapter 21. Now, Jesus has been crucified, has risen and come back. And it says, with these things, Jesus showed himself again. Now, he died. And he came back to earth in his body, his glorified, resurrected body. And I want to remind you that that's our future. We're coming back to this earth in this very body, but without sin. Man, I don't know about you, but I will be so happy to shed that part of my life. I won't have any. And he was with Peter and Thomas and Didymus and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. He was with a group of his disciples. And I love it. Now here's the resurrected Christ. And Peter, good old Peter, looks up and he says, well, y'all, I'm gonna go fishing. And they all said, we'll go with you. Can you imagine? And they went and they entered into a ship. And that night they caught nothing. And when the morning came, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't know it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto them, children, do you have any meat? Did you catch anything? They didn't know who he was. And they said, no. And then here's how we know Jesus knows all about us. He said, cast the net on the other side of the ship and you'll find. You see, Jesus knew where there were fish because he knows everything. He knows all about me, my heart, my desires, the intent of my heart. And they did what he said. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fish. Just from one side of the boat to the other. It doesn't say they moved the boat. But Jesus knows what we need and where it can be found. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, who is that? That's John. He said unto Peter, it's the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's net and cast unto him coat. Unto him, for he was naked. and he did cast himself into the sea. He jumped in to go to him. And the other disciples came in a little ship. They were not far from land, but they were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Until Jesus spoke, they had nothing. And when he spoke and they obeyed, they had much. And soon then, as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid therefore in bread. Jesus had already built a fire. And Jesus said unto them, bring the fish that you've caught. And Simon Peter drew up and drew the net to land full of great fish, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. You see, what they had held what he gave them. And what we have will hold what he gives us. And Jesus said, come and dine. Isn't that amazing? The risen Christ said, come and eat with me. And none of the disciples said, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord, they all knew who he was. And that makes me understand and realize that when we're resurrected in our body, we'll know each other. I'll know you and you'll know me, and it'll be this very body, but made perfect. Jesus then came and he took bread and he gave them, and fish likewise. He passed it out. God himself, the one who died for those men, was serving them. Now, this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest me more than these? He said that to Peter. Do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said unto them, feed my lambs. And he said unto him again, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Second time. Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. What's the difference in a lamb and a sheep? A sheep is a grown-up lamb. So he said, feed those babies around you and feed those ones that are mature around you. And then Jesus spoke to him for the third time. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? It hurt Peter that he was asking him three times. He said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you girdest yourself and walked whether you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest, could not go. Why did Jesus say that three times? To remind Peter that he denied him three times. And he said, Peter, you're young and you can do what you want to and go where you would go. But when you're old, someone will have to take care of you. And this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken, he said unto Peter, follow me. And I've recently heard several people, television pastors, say, keep your eyes on Jesus. Follow him. And that's my prayer for all of us in this coming year. We get our eyes on the way the world is going, and it can be very disheartening. But when you put your eyes on him, you'll know he's in control. And he determined the way the world would go. I think before he created it. And we're absolutely on his timetable. And then Peter, turning around, and he saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following. That's John. Which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, "Lord, which is he that betrays you?" John asked Jesus, "Who's going to betray you? You said somebody." Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, what shall he do?" And I have written in my Bible, "Don't meddle." Don't ask Jesus what somebody else is going to do. Don't meddle in other people's business. And Jesus said unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me." What's he saying? You don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Just keep your eyes on me. Just stay close to me and follow me. And we may walk through some tough times, but you stick with me. And then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come," what is that to you? What does it matter to you what's happening? Trust me. "This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." You see, we don't even know the half of what Jesus did. Because here we're told the world wouldn't hold all the books. But what does he tell us? He just tells us here in conclusion of this great book written by the disciple he loved, just follow me. Just don't worry about it. Don't meddle in other people's business. And don't be distraught by what you see happening. Just keep your eyes on me. And stay near me. And everything will be okay with you. And that doesn't mean we won't have hard times. And that doesn't mean we won't have to suffer. I can't sit here and say I don't think we'll suffer. We might. But if we suffer for his cause, it's not a bad thing. Now, I don't like suffering any more than anybody else. I don't want it. But this I know, his grace is sufficient. And I can trust him. And I'm not going to sit around and fret over the things that are happening around me. I am going to focus my eyes on Jesus Christ. And I pray that the Spirit of God will quickly convict me when I take my eyes off of him. So once again, I end as I began. Happy New Year, and God's richest blessings on you and yours.